Gelatini.
Studs. Studs.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and sit on my left over here, Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, Timmy, man. Look at you, dude.
All right. It is Friday. That means everybody should be upbeat and enjoying themselves. Going out to parties?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people might tonight just be partying a little bit less because of
Halloween
week and all the parties the other night. So maybe it's maybe tonight is the night to just kind of catch up.
Drink at home.
Yeah, stay at home and, you know, maybe get to bed about midnight, 1, 2 a.m.
Yeah. But,
you know?
But stay at home and, you know, get buzzed. That's what people like to do.
Oh, yeah. No, no, please. Don't.
Whether it's pills, booze, pot. You know, needles, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, you know, please.
Hey, listen, I'm not recommending you do any of them. I'm just saying that's what people do to lose the edge because it is impossible to live in reality all the time.
Yeah,
seven days a week.
Well, the world is a tough place. I mean, the world is just a rough and tumble place. In fact, today, Tim, when I was at the psychiatrist's office.
You went today?
Yeah, I went today.
How'd you do? Did you pass?
Yes, lost some more weight. You'd be happy to know.
Did you go in your outfit, your Tom Likas costume?
No. I just wore that on Halloween. I didn't.
If you had an appointment on Halloween, would you have gone as Tom?
Well, to the psychiatrist, probably not.
You should do an hour as Tom in the psychiatrist's office and record it.
No. He and I had a good conversation, and you know, he suggested, and actually I suggested, he looked at my chart, which he keeps in front of him, and he said, you know, he used this phrase. You're walking around on all of this medication, which made me feel a little strange.
Right.
You're walking around on all of this medication, and it's not all of this medication. I'm just on Wellbutrin.
Medication.
But I'm on a high dosage of the Wellbutrin.
Right.
And he said, and you still consider yourself, you know, pretty depressed. You know, and you've been on, you know, I said, that's.
You're still taking the Wellbutrin?
Right. So I'm still, you know, and he said, so what you need to do is. I said, do you think I need to see a therapist like every week? He said, that's what I was going to suggest to you.
Isn't he a therapist?
Well, he is to an extent. I mean, but I don't see him every week.
And, oh, I see. How often do you see him?
You know, once a month, maybe every 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh, I see. Okay.
See, he's the doctor. He prescribes the medication and all of that.
And you're on Wellbutrin still?
Well, yes, I am.
Yeah. How many do you take? Two a day?
No, I just take it once a day.
If I were you and I'm not a doctor... I ain't a doctor.
Yeah, I know you're not a doctor.
But I would start eating them like M&Ms.
Well, right, I can't do that. I'm at the highest dosage point.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, they start you at a lower dosage. You know, they start you at 100, for example.
Right.
Some of our listeners might be on 100.
Right.
Or 150, forgive me, 150. And they monitor your progress.
And where are you?
Well... I'm pretty high.
You're 300, 400, 450?
450, yeah.
450?
Yeah. It's the highest dosage allowed by law.
Are you getting those brain buzzes?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
I heard
fine.
Brain buzz comes along with it.
No. I'm doing
it's like
fine.
Electric shock in your brain.
No. Come on now. The medication is fine. It's working. I think it's certainly working, you know, from my peak of depression. I mean, I'm off my peak.
All right.
You know, the peak was, you know, when you go into the... psychiatrist's office, there's a chart.
Right.
And the doctor will say to you, rate your depression on a scale of 1 to 10. Well, when I first went to the psychiatrist back over a year ago, and I announced it here on the air, you remember I was very open about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was a 9. I scored myself a 9.
And what are you now?
I scored like a 5 today.
That's cool.
Yeah, I said I'm about a 5 or a 6.
Good for you. It's like golf. The lower score, the better?
Yeah, the lower the score. He said, but Brian, what we really want to do is get you into remission, get you to 1. You know,
so how'd you like that?
Right. I like the sound of that, but that's going to involve some more work on my part, I think, with the therapist.
All right.
So that's why I'm, you know.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Tim, very
all
much.
Right.
And to all of those in our audience who seek out a psychiatrist or a psychologist, I am the king of the damaged, and there is no...
there's no bigger guy.
There is no stigma, and, you know, just step right up, and it's better to see the doctor than not see the doctor.
Right, and try to do it sooner than later.
Yes.
Because there's no reason to walk around depressed nowadays. They've got medication
They've
for
got
it.
A million things. They can put you on a million different things.
Yeah, and start enjoying yourself
again.
Yeah,
I got something else out of them, too.
Like I'm the one that should be talking, right?
I got some...
What do you got?
I got some Levitras out of him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened? You're having problems?
No.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't prescribe them unless you're... I mean, they're not recreational.
I just asked for them.
How many did you get?
I have... I'd rather not say how many I have.
How many did he give you? Did he give you 30?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there it is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's like a normal amount.
Well,
so.
I said to him, I said, you know, I think, you know...
You know, but, you know, hold on one second. I'm gonna tell you this only because, you know, I'm concerned about you. You're my my partner and a very dear friend.
Yeah, don't be concerned. I'm very healthy.
But, you know, when the wiener stops working...
No, my wiener works.
I'm just saying when... All right, let's say when Randy's wiener stops working.
Okay.
All right. That's a sign of other health issues that could potentially kill you. It's a sign of heart disease, high cholesterol, problems with the liver, problems with the kidneys. Right. There's other signs.
Right.
And it comes out in whether that wiener's working.
The good news is, Tim, as I've said to you many, many times on the air, and it's worth repeating now, I have no erectile dysfunction. My wiener is totally working. However,
well, for a guy who has the working wiener, you're doing a lot of pharmacy runs.
Let me just say this: when you take one of those ED pills, as I've said before, you know, suddenly it's like you're in high school again. You know,
right?
And if I may, Tim, please, we're talking about my penis. Can I please?
All right. We only have 3 hours. You got to get out of here at 11.
So I said to the doctor, I said, you know, I understand, you know, with some of these medications, sometimes it can present, some problems with intimacy. And he said, oh, we have these medications for that. And I said, oh, you know, I'd like to, you know, I'll try one. I said, I saw a commercial.
Would you break into Leno asking for him?
Hey, folks, maybe write it on your prescription pad.
You're listening to The Sexual Health Show with Dr. Stephen Lamb and Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you very much.
97.1 Free FM.
All right.
So anyway, I just wanted
very
you
healthy.
I wanted you to know, and I wanted the listeners to know, that they're listening to a man tonight who is weighted down with antidepressants and Levitra. So, I mean, I haven't taken a Levitra. I don't have any Levitra in me now.
Right. But you do have the antidepressants.
Well, I take them in the morning. I take them. Yeah. So, sure. I mean, I've had for more than a year, the listeners have heard me on antidepressants, Tim.
All right.
You were saying anyway.
Anyway, I'm just telling you that it's a sign of a bigger problem.
Right.
And when you do go get the prescription filled, do you go to like a hot chick pharmacist? Do you try to get a dude?
No, I go to a topless pharmacy
some hot pharmacists.
I go to Tens Pharmacy where you know all the chicks are like they're from Europe and they're all in panties and bras. No, look, Tim.
All right. Well, I hope the Levitra helps that problem.
Tim, I do not have erectile dysfunction. I am simply telling you.
I know, but you're like a guy taking aspirin who doesn't have a headache. Who keeps saying he doesn't have a headache.
But guys who are listening to me who understand, see, you don't understand. You don't know. It's pointless to have this conversation with you.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's press on.
You don't get it. But guys listening get it who take the Levitra or the Viagra or the Cialis just for fun, just to get things moving again, like you're in high school. You know?
All right.
Come on.
All right, Jerry, come on in here, buddy. I know it's you hate these sessions, but we got to review the week. He's had a terrible, terrible week.
Come on in, Jerry.
Okay. And he's he's already depressed. And I hate to do this on the air, but I can't do it off the air because he's a good friend. So I've got to.
You're only comfortable doing it on the air, in fact. You'd be uncomfortable doing this off the air.
Yeah, and I think people in the audience, they like to hear how Jerry's digressing into becoming like a troll. But we'll have him in and see. Here he is.
Here's his music.
Jerry Wyszoski, everybody.
Guess who's back?
All right, dude.
Here we
go. So what's up with you, dude? What's up with you, man?
You might want to find a chair, Jerry.
What's up? Remember we had a discussion last week that you needed some work on your depression
and your work
skills and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then that's followed up by like a really crazy week for you, dude.
This was like 2 days ago.
It seems like last Friday or last Thursday.
What do you mean when you were yelled at?
It was Wednesday of last week, I think.
When Tim looked at your book and then threw your book at you? I think
Yeah, I gave Jerry.
Well, that was prior to my
I gave Jerry a black book to keep all phone numbers in. For the show.
Like a producer's book.
Yeah, because, if we need to call, Paul Majors from Channel 2 News or Josh Rubens. What are you doing? Dude,
scratching my
like
face.
Like an alligator over there.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so I gave this guy the black book probably, what, a year ago?
Maybe a year and a half ago.
Maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but I keep my numbers mostly in my cell phone.
Though. Okay, all right. But you keep gave you that book a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
And I gave you that book to put phone numbers in, and I said, let me see it the other day.
Right.
And he literally had like seven or eight phone numbers in it, and some of them he put in that day.
And I was actually offended because under W, I mean, he's the producer of this show. You'd think that I'd be in there.
I had numbers in my cell phone.
I wasn't even in his book.
Right, but what happens if your cell phone gets stolen? What happens if your cell phone gets dropped in the toilet? Then
well,
we
I'd
lose out on everything.
Back him up also on my computer.
All right. I don't believe that, but I'll take your word for it.
No, I have like everything backed up from my cell phone on my computer.
Mm-hmm. All right. I for some reason I think
you think he's
wildly lazy and you don't do that.
And you think that's a lie.
I think that's a lie.
All right.
All right. So here's the deal. So Tuesday, you showed up late. Thursday you showed up late. And then today you call Randy Wang and you say you can't get to work on time.
No, I actually did end up getting here when I was supposed to get here though.
Yeah, but you had somebody cover for you.
Well, no, actually what happened was is that Matt Laubacker was doing Lycus today because
right.
Keith was sick.
Yeah.
Who's the board op. And Laubacker, I was supposed to come in at, like about 6 or 6:30, and I ended up getting here at 6:30.
At 6:30. So, yeah. All right. But between 6 and 6:30, who was running the board?
I'm not sure what time Randy got here, but
I think
Randy
was running the board
was,
between 6 and 6:30.
I don't know what time he exactly
I think I was.
You were.
Did you get here exactly at 6?
I got here at 5:45, Jerry.
All right. Well,
all right. But you had Randy come in and cover for you at 6 o'clock.
Randy sounds angry, by the way.
The guy
damn
works
it.
On the Corolla show in the morning, and then sleeps in the afternoon, and then comes and works with us.
I came in at the time I was supposed to come. He didn't.
Dude,
what an
asshole. I thanked him for it too. It was very nice of him to do.
This is what I can't. This is where I think you and I are going to have a problem for as long as we work together on this one issue. You call him up and you say, Randy, can you cover for me? But you don't say it's because you're sick. You don't say it's because your mom fell down and had to rush to the hospital. You were gambling.
No, I was in a poker tournament. I had already paid the entry for it like a week ago.
So you
I couldn't refund
that's,
it.
That's not gambling?
Yeah, it was, but I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
Randy.
You called up. Listen, you called up your place of employment.
Because
you said,
I was called
I'm going to be
yesterday.
Late.
No, because I got called yesterday before.
I'm going to break this down for you, and I'd rather you not continue to argue your case because it's wrong. But you called CBS Radio today and said you're going to be late because you were gambling.
I called him. I didn't call CBS Radio.
Doesn't
I called
matter.
Randy.
You said somebody's got to cover me for me today because I'm gambling.
Yes, but again, I was here when I was supposed to
be
here.
Now, if I call Jack Silver, right, and I said, I'm not going to be there till 9 tonight, mm-hmm. and he says, well, why is that? I said, well, I'm at Santa Anita, and I got some, I'm alive in the pick six.
But he'd be concerned about that.
Yes, I know, and that's not the same thing, really, though.
Well,
it's kind of exactly the same
thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. I was in a good mood now, and now I'm getting pissed.
All right, listen to me. If somebody, 99% of the people listening right now, if they called their boss and said, I'm going to be late tomorrow, and the boss said why, and they said because I'm gambling. They'd say, "Hasta luego."
I know, and it wasn't. It was a thing. Like I said, I was called yesterday to do this. Like yesterday at like 7.
Right, cancel the tournament. Then.
I couldn't. My money was already. I already
How
paid
much
for
money?
It pre-hand. I paid this $50. I already paid for it.
Yeah, but $50. Doesn't mean was this conversation worth $50?
Well, and actually coming in, wouldn't you make more than $50?
The point was that I had already paid it, and I came in when I was going to come in anyways, when I said I would be here.
How'd you do in the tournament?
I got 8th place.
How much did you win?
I won like $100.
All right. See, it's not worth it, dude.
Listen,
your priorities are clearly gambling.
No, they're not.
You're wearing a shirt that says cardplayer.com.
That's
you're wearing
a shirt.
Santa
you're wearing
Anita
a
hat.
White shirt with no logo.
You're wearing a Santa Anita hat. I imagine
it's
you got your underpants from Hollywood Park.
No, they're actually from Belmont.
You're out of control, dude. I mean, listen.
Tim, I was here when I said, I told Ron I would be here at 6:30. I was here at that time.
Jerry, if I may, let me just.
And I don't know what Randy's going around telling you, because I said I'd buy him dinner or something.
Right.
It's not nothing. You were late because you're gambling. That's why you were late.
Tim, I wasn't late. I was on time. I was
dude,
when I was.
You had to have
I
somebody cover for
I was here when I said I would
you.
Be here. I wasn't late.
Did
I was
you,
here when I said I'd be here.
Did you call and have somebody cover for you?
I had Randy. I wanted to. Yes, I called to make sure that to ask if Randy could come in. Then
yeah, may I be?
But I was here when I told Ron I would be here.
May I try to be the voice of reason, almost a third party? Although I'm part of the show here with you, Tim. I am troubled by this.
But, listen, you're the only reason I'm not jumping over you to try to clobber this guy for this.
Clobber me for what? It had nothing to do with the show. This has nothing at all to do with this.
It has everything to do with it. On a week that you know that last week that we had some problems with you, for you to show up late this week on Tuesday, late on Thursday, and then say you can't come in on Friday.
I wasn't late because you were gambling. I was here at 6:30.
You got to have your priorities.
Timmy, I was here at 6:30 when I said I would be here.
Let me, if I may. Do you recognize, Jerry, I'm just going to ask you, and please, do you recognize a difference in the two scenarios? Calling Randy and saying...
Yes, I already know. Yes, there's a difference. Randy and saying, asking him if he can come in at 6, or me going in and not calling him and just going in at
6:30. No, that's not what I was
going
to say.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not!
Then say it.
The first scenario is, Randy, can you come in and work for me because...
Just for half an hour.
Because I'm at the doctor's office because I don't feel well today.
Well, I'm not a liar, so I didn't lie to him.
Well, that's scenario A. Scenario B is, I'm enveloped by my addiction, I'm gambling online.
Okay. I'm going to be late for work.
I'm in a tournament. I'm gambling. Please, can you cover for me at my job because I'm gambling? Do you see the difference between I'm sick or I'm at the doctor?
Yes, I understand that. But
okay.
See, the thing is, it was at the bike. See, but the thing is that I called Randy. The thing is that I told Randy, I called him at like 5 o'clock to see. And the thing is that it really didn't even need him to come in, but I just wanted to make sure because I didn't want to. I was here at the time I said I would be here.
You made a decision, though, not to call management of the station. You called Randy. That was a conscious decision, right?
Because management was already gone, and what point is it? As long as Lycus show goes off, there's no point to call management.
See, was management gone at 3 o'clock today?
No.
Is that what time you called Randy?
No, I didn't. I don't think I called him. I might have sent him a text.
What time did he call you?
Oh, boy.
I may have called. I wasn't looking at the clock. I just called
you
him.
You said management was gone, and I want to know what time management was gone.
Because I called him at like 5:30 or so.
No. He called me about 3:30 the first time. He woke me up from my nap.
Well, management was earlier than I thought. I didn't realize it was then.
Was management here at 3:30?
I had a very friendly conversation with Jack Silver, our program director, at about 4:30 this afternoon.
Right. So you avoided management, and you lied again.
It didn't even cross my mind. I wasn't avoiding anybody. I just wanted to make sure that he would be here for a half an hour. That's all.
I'm you at your age, I'm the same dude. I didn't do anything wrong. I was a gambler, I was lying to my businesses, I was doing all kinds of crap.
I didn't lie.
You just lied to me.
If I lied, I would have said that I was at the doctor's office.
You just said you called Randy because management wasn't here
because there was no reason to call management.
So you lied.
No, because I was originally coming and I was originally going to take over for Matt Laubacker, who had to go somewhere at 6:45.
Dude, your addiction to this poker is destroying your life.
Destroying my life? It didn't destroy. It has nothing to do.
It is affecting your personality. When you say you didn't call management because they were already left, and then I asked Randy what time you called him.
I didn't mean it like that's not what I said.
What did you say?
I meant that I just called Randy and I called him at like 5:30. Usually people leave or 5 o'clock or 5:30.
You called him at 3:30.
But that was the first time, and I didn't even realize it was 3:30 when I called him.
Well, what time do you think it was?
I don't know. I didn't look at the clock. I just called him.
You just randomly you walk around not knowing what time it is?
I knew it was before I was supposed to be here.
Don't you have a cell phone and a watch?
Christ almighty. Yes, I do, and I called him.
Dude, listen. Your priorities are not with
my priorities are this, and I
they're
Tim,
not this station.
Have I not been sending you emails?
They're not this station and they're not this show. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I'm getting
a different caliber of work from Randy and Gina than I am from you. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right? They show up on time. They smell good.
I show up on time.
How am I doing? You're doing fantastic. I have no problems with you.
I show up on time. I was late on Tuesday because there was traffic. I left too late then.
You were late on Tuesday. You were late on Thursday.
Well, I was late to our meeting on Tuesday.
You were late on Thursday.
On Tuesday
we had a meeting?
Yeah, I took them over
Thursday
to
I wasn't
IHOP
late.
And
oh.
discuss some
Thursday. I wasn't late.
Oh, I came in after that, didn't I?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I wasn't late on Thursday.
You got here at 7:30 on Thursday.
I didn't get here at 7:30. I got here at 7.
Jerry,
I
didn't you're effing lying.
I didn't
lying.
Get here at 7:30. How do you say I got
Jerry,
here at 7:30? You got here at 7:30.
I rolled in. I rolled in the parking lot, and you had just come in at 7:24.
I was in there doing Jesse's.
I saw you walk in.
Because I walked back out to the car to get something.
What'd you go out to get?
I went to get my headphones. I went to get a piece of paper.
No, you didn't. You lied because Randy said it's the first time he saw you, and Gina said it's the first time they saw you.
Randy seems like a freaking tattletale snitch idiot.
Please.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing. I didn't.
Jerry.
I'm very uncomfortable. I got to be honest with you and the
audience.
You know,
I'm uncomfortable because if every move I make is going to be analyzed and reported by Randy, then it's ridiculous.
Listen to me. When I asked you Mike Olson, right? You know, keep on top of Mike Olson with these production meetings,
yes.
Right? And you said, well, you said
but
you'd
the production. No, I never said I'd go to the production meeting. I said I called.
I had asked you to go to the production
but
meeting.
I'll tell you about that off the air. But the production meetings are different. He told me I didn't need to go to him.
Okay.
He just said that I should call him and talk to him about things every week.
All right, and you're doing
week,
a good job with that. I'll give you that. All right. Then I said to you, I said, hey, listen, why don't we get some audio from stuff? You know, like when Larry King talks to Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
And asks Jerry Seinfeld, hey, was your show canceled? Did you quit? That's a great piece of audio.
Yeah.
You know, and I've asked you 2 years ago, I said, hey, let's, you know, monitor Larry King and see if we can get some audio. And
it could be the world's stupidest question,
right,
too.
And since then, you haven't brought in any, audio from the CNN or anything.
But
I know we decided the other day that Randy was going to do that.
I don't have TiVo. I can't record this stuff like that. I can get it off YouTube. It's on YouTube. So I don't have TiVo. I mean, I can record a tape, but that's, I mean.
But why don't you have TiVo? Or why don't you have, like, a DVR or something? Or a video? Do you have a video recorder?
Yes.
Well, what is that? I mean,
do you record your
favorite shows on TV?
No, I don't. Because
you don't record?
I watch them on demand.
All right, but before the on demand, weren't you recording?
Before the on demand,
Sopranos.
No, I wasn't. I was home on
Sunday. You didn't have a blowout with your dad. And
that wasn't
say,
Sopranos. That was Lost. And also that
was about recording a show, though. I remember that.
Yeah,
day.
but that was before I realized Lost was on. They put the episodes on the internet. I don't record barely anything on tape.
I know, but you can.
But
you
the
have
thing
the
is, but, I know, but with TiVo, with the thing that he has, it can record without any tape. I don't have to like leave my TV on and you know I'm trying to think green.
Listen,
no, I don't have to leave
when
my.
When you're sitting at the bike today,
little
off
joke.
The 710 freeway on a Friday, right, and you're in the middle of that meeting and that tournament,
yes,
don't you feel that perhaps your priorities are a little strange?
No, because on
time
Friday,
did you leave the bike today?
I left the bike at 5:30. At 5:40.
I
looked at my clock when I left, and it was 5:40.
All right. And you originally had agreed to be here by 6.
Between 6 and 6:30.
All right. So you had Randy cover for you because you were gambling.
Because I was there.
Right. Jerry, listen.
Right. You were there gambling.
I don't know how much I can say it anymore. You know, I'm burning out on
There's
you,
There's nothing
dude.
To say.
I'm burning out on
you. I don't know
you
what I'm supposed to say.
You have a quick temper with
here.
These guys too. I heard it today.
What?
I heard it today when you you didn't know I was in that room today, but when you asked for Randy to come in there and he ignored you, the second time you like flipped out. You go, "Hey, didn't you get my didn't you?"
No, I said, "Did you hear me like 10 minutes ago? I asked you to come in here." I didn't flip out.
I heard it, but there was an attitude with it. I'm just telling you, dude.
I did. There was no attitude. I just. That's how.
For the
I,
amount
of talk.
For the amount of work and for the amount that you contribute to the show, there should be no attitude.
There is no attitude. I didn't have an attitude. That's the way I talk.
Well, that's not the way you talk, though. I mean, that's the way you used to talk after you leave.
I said, "Did you hear?" I said, "I asked you 10 minutes ago to come in here." That's all I said. I didn't say it. There was no tinge of anger there. I wasn't mad. I just asked him if he heard me.
I think the issue is. As far as I'm concerned, this is all that I can add is that I can't really be much of an authority. I mean, I've called in sick once or twice myself.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you want to pull at this.
I don't
thread.
Call in sick. Well, what are you talking about?
Well, but I've never called in sick and said, "Oh, you know, I'm
gambling."
I'm gambling. Nobody, this has nothing to do with calling in sick. I didn't call in sick.
I mean, trust me, I've always
called
had
in sick.
I've always had a reason. But to say to your coworker, not sick, I'll be late. Please cover me. I'm in a poker tournament. I could not say that if I called Jack Silver and said, "Jack, I'm at home. I'm bombed. I took 9 Wellbutrin.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
I can't come in. They would report me to the human resources.
Okay, but that's
and
not
all
what
that.
I said. That's not what happened.
No, but
if I couldn't be here, I would have told Ron yesterday that I couldn't be
here.
Dude,
you were involved with that monkey on your back.
There is no monkey on my back.
Dude, you tell us all the time you want to be the world's greatest like poker
That's
player.
Not what I say. I've never said that.
You said Scotty's going to be a professional golfer and you're going to be a professional
now
poker
sarcasm,
player.
Now sarcasm goes over you?
Get out of here with that sarcasm. You're
the king of sarcasm.
Look
I went
you.
Right over you.
Look at you. You have that card player shirt on. You're a mess. You're at home gambling all your money away.
I don't even gamble
at
home.
You don't show up to work. Get the F out of here. Tired of you.
Well, there he goes. There goes Jerry.
God damn it.
Wow.
Pain in the ass.
There is no attitude. I didn't have an attitude. That's the way I talk.
All right, folks.
Can I ask a quick question?
Let me ask the audience real quick, because then we got to take a break. I got such an effing headache.
I'm sorry,
that clown.
There was a meeting on Tuesday. I didn't blow it off, right?
No, you didn't blow it off. I emailed you a couple times. Your email was sent back, so I said, F it. And I just met with these three guys to try to give them a little direction on what the priorities are with booking guests and stuff.
So then for this to happen so soon after that for you is kind of an issue.
No, you know what? It doesn't matter. Honestly, God, the meeting didn't involve you.
No, I understand that. I mean, with Jerry, though, this is a couple of days after the meeting. It's kind of fresh after.
He was a half hour late to that meeting.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Or 40 minutes late. All right, folks, if you called up your boss and you said you're not coming in today or you're coming in late because you're gambling, how quickly would your ass be fired? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Or, you know, another example, you know, could be, hi, boss, hi, Joe, I can't come in because, you know, I'm smoking weed today at the house.
Yeah. So that's happened with Malibu Dan before. I'll tell you that story when we come back.
Geez.
It is the Conway and Whitman show. Coming up, we have some great audio from Drew Carey talking about pot. And also Larry King last night, Seinfeld. A great, great battle between these two.
Yeah, Seinfeld was on to promote that B-movie.
Yeah, and we have the dumbest thing ever said on The Price is Right. It's hysterical. It's Conway and Whitman all night to 11 o'clock. Open phones at 10. Be sure to join us all night here. We're live at 97.1 for FM.
Right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Our own Jerry Wyschoski called up.
Gambling.
Called in gambling today. Never heard of that before in my life. Derek and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Hey, all right.
Yeah, no, I was just telling him that I was working one day and I got called in sick and I ended up at the final table with my supervisor. I know that's sort of stupid, but that's just the way my luck runs nowadays.
Oh, I see. So you got fired?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God. Well, you should have thrown your cards in and let him beat you. You would have saved your job.
Exactly. But
are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
No joke.
I don't know. What a bad run, man.
Wow.
That's just my luck.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right, Norman on the 405. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
You know what? Being I'm in your same age, and I went through a lot of addictions when I was younger, but I got like over 20 years. I think if you went online or got called GA, Gamblers Anonymous,
right,
they got like 20 questions you can ask to see if you think you have a gambling problem. And it sounds like Jerry's just in denial.
Yeah, but you know what? Those questions are really stupid. I'll tell you why. Because anybody who even casually gambles would answer. There's 20 questions, and I've gone through them.
Right.
And anybody
for
you who
for GA.
Yeah, but anybody who casually gambles would answer yes to about 10 of them.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen them. So
yeah, I've seen
sure.
The questions, but here should be the question. Have you ever jumped over a blackjack table and strangled the blackjack dealer to death?
Right.
And if you answer yes, maybe you have a problem gambling.
If no, then I think you're pretty free.
Have you ever sold one of your children into sex slavery in the Far East?
For craps money.
Yeah.
Right.
Gambling, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're fine.
Right.
Have you ever burned your house down with your wife in it so you can get the insurance money to take to Vegas? Yes, gambling. No, you're fine.
Right. Well, then, but what about now if we include Jerry's situation? Have you ever called your place of employment?
That's one of them on this list.
And
here.
Said you would be late or not present because you were gambling.
But here's one of the stupid questions for Gamblers Anonymous. Have you ever felt remorse after gambling? Of course you have. You've just dropped $2,000 at a blackjack table. Of course you feel remorseful.
Yeah, that's kind of a silly question.
Yeah. Let's see. Another one is, has gambling ever made your home life unhappy? Mm. Of course it has. Yeah, whether you're alone or whether you're with your wife or whatever, you drop $10,000 in Vegas.
You come home unhappy.
You're not thrilled.
Right. You're unhappy in the house.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
You're not unhappy forever, but you're a little down.
For a while, at least.
Yeah. They're really dumb questions. Do you often gamble until your last dollar was gone? Well, why else are you gambling? Of course you do that.
Well, I've never done that. I mean, to
I've done that.
Last dollar, I can't say.
Everybody has done that. You gamble till you don't have a quarter in your pocket, and then you're in the club.
Oh, well, you know, I have gambled to the point where I was no longer with the credit card company would no longer give me money.
I think that's a yes.
Oh, okay, then maybe I am a yes. Actually, my $15,000.
Listen,
trip.
I understand the Jones, and I get the thrill out of gambling. I really like it.
It's
all
fun.
Right?
It's a good time.
But I think at a certain level, I mean, like back when I was working, when I was Jerry's age at 25, I think I was, what was I doing at 25? I don't know. Let me see. 63, 88. I was working for Deke Entertainment, I believe. If I called in to Kevin O'Donnell at Rainforest Entertainment where I was working.
Yes.
And I said, hey, I can't come in today because I'm at Hollywood Park. It would have been over.
Right. They'd fire you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, back when you're 25, you got to be like extra conscious about being on time or being early and staying late. And
well, let me ask you a question then, Tim, and we'll get to more of these phone calls about Jerry Wyschofsky and the issue at hand here. What do you believe, seriously, would have happened if instead of calling Randy, if Jerry called, say, Jack Silver
or Ron Escarcega, the operations manager,
right, the management figures here, and
put some headphones on, bitch,
and said, Randy has to cover for me. I'm in a poker tournament.
Right.
What do you think would have been the response?
He wouldn't be in that chair. If it was Jack Silver, he wouldn't be in that seat right now. Ron Escarcega, I don't know. It's 50-50 with him. But with Silver, he would have been really pissed off.
Right.
Because, I mean, you just can't, you know, listen, I don't know if Jerry's read the newspapers or seen the empty offices here at CBS Radio. But they're making cuts, dude. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, you picked a bad week to be out gambling. They've cut some of the big GMs here.
Yeah,
you know, some big salaries here.
Right, right, right.
You can't walk in saying, hey, listen, I know that the general managers of the big stations are no longer here, but, geez, I was at that final table. It's a bad week to do that. Just telling you that. Don't you understand?
I don't think he understands that. Jerry, do you understand that?
You understand that, right? You know, a lot of,
I understand it. I'm perfectly aware of that. I understand.
Moved out of here, and you know, they're looking to cut. They're looking to make cuts around here. You know,
yeah, man.
See, radio ain't what it used to be. You know, everybody's trying to get back on their feet, and it'll have a surge again. But they're consolidating.
That's right, Tim.
All right, so please get here on time. Stop with the gambling. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow.
Press on here. Hey, the Price is Right has a brand new host.
Right. Drew Carey's the host. Bob Barker, of course, hosted the Price is Right for 35 years, I think. And very recently, Bob Barker did his final show, and the new host is Drew Carey.
Yeah. He was I got to play you this, though. I saw this. Where the hell did I see this? I guess it's on YouTube or something.
Right.
But the dumbest guy in the history of The Price is Right.
The contestant?
Yeah. This guy, this is the, what is it, the Showcase Showdown?
Right, is this the end of the show,
yeah.
Right? Or not the spinning of the wheel?
No, this is the Showcase Showdown.
Well, that's the showdown is the wheel.
The end. No, the end is the Showcase Showdown.
No, that's the showcase.
Wherever the showcase.
I believe the wheel is the Showcase Showdown to see who gets into the showcase.
I don't know. Who cares? But it's where these two clowns square off for
and they
all
bid,
the prizes.
Right, they bid for the package.
All right, listen to the package that this guy has offered, and you're not going to believe it. Listen.
Our top winner in the showcase is Gay. And our runner-up today is Jose.
Jose.
And would you please show them showcase number one?
This showcase begins
right, keep
with
track
this beautiful
of this, everybody.
New living room.
Living room.
Oh,
The Rich Showin and Plush Comfortable Design come together to create the Prairie View Durapella Bar Collection from Ashley. Sit back and relax in mission-style comfort from the Ashley Companies. And this new carpeting.
Carpeting.
For one floor and home, 55 square yards of Liz Claiborne home carpeting designed for style and made for living at Carpet One Floor and Home. And for your living room, there's this brand new rear projection high-definition TV. Yeah. Delight in the bright, detailed pictures of this 46-inch, 3-LCD rear projection HD TV. And get off the couch and enjoy the outdoors on these brand new motorcycles.
Wow.
The Kawasaki Vulcan 900 custom motorcycle offers clean styling with exceptional acceleration. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Do you wish to bid or pass, Gay?
I'm going
to
pass.
Pass to Jose.
You pass to Jose.
Jose.
What's your bid, Jose, on this showcase?
All right. We got the living room with the Ashley furniture, the carpeting from Liz Claiborne.
Right. 55 square yards of that carpeting, I think.
That's not very much. HD TV rear projection.
That's probably a nice television.
Two motorcycles, but they're the 900. I mean, that's probably a decent motorcycle.
Yeah, and there's two of them. So.
Right. All right. Yeah. Let's see what this guy bids. Take some time here.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I've been on the showcase for me and everything.
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 Give me your bid, Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, I call him Joe.
It's Jose, Bob.
Yeah. He shortened it.
Give me your bid, Joe.
Yeah. And the animals in the audience yelling numbers at him.
Right, like he's going to hear them specifically. Right.
Jose, what do you bid?
I bid $250,000.
Wow, how nice are those motorcycles?
Even if those motorcycles were $100,000 each, he's over. But I think that the final showcase, I think it was like $28,000 or $29,000.
See, I would have bid 21,000. That was my number. If you asked me, I was going to say 21,000.
Yeah. Well, $250,000, a quarter of $1 million.
Bob, react.
$250,000.
Yeah. Now here's where Bob almost screwed himself over, because this guy they should have just put up $250,000. But here's what
$250,000.
$250,000.
Think about that for a moment now.
Okay. Woo! Wait.
$60,000.
Guy took off $190,000 off it.
By the way, I didn't know.
If that guy would have won, I'd have been really pissed. Yeah. If I was the other chick.
Well, my guess is his bid went over. He overbid.
He was over.
But, you know, I didn't know you could do that on The Price is Right. If you're so dumb, they give you a second chance. You get to revise your... Like, if your bid was so dumb that it staggered the host...
Right.
You get to, you know, say, oh, that's not what I meant, and give another number?
Evidently. I don't think they had room on the board in front of him to put $250,000.
$60,000 they could fit, I bet.
Yeah, they only have like five spaces in front of him.
Right.
$250,000.
Oh, my gosh, how embarrassing.
Oh, what a nut. All right, when we come back, folks, Drew Carey is going to take over for Bob Barker. We've got some Larry King audio that is awesome. And also, Tom Likas and Brian Whitman have something in common. And then at 10 o'clock, open phones. We have audio of you and Tom, something in common. Maybe you guys can bond here.
Oh, well, I have no animosity at all.
All right. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.